Hey, this is Sarah. I am outside standing by the concession stand taking a break. We just watched A Serious Man. I didn't know much about it beforehand, just that it was a Coen Brothers movie. And right before the movie started, Susan said, well, it stars Colin Firth and Julianne Moore, and it's about this repressed gay guy in the 1960s. I said, okay. And so the movie opens up, and it takes place, you know, kind of 19th century Russia, I guess, and it's, you know, Jewish family or Jewish couple, and whether or not this old guy's an actual rabbi or the ghost of the rabbi, I don't know. So then it goes on, turns out we're in 1960s Minnesota, and it's about this guy who has all these trials and tribulations. You know, his wife leaves him, and he's getting bribed by a student, and he's maybe not getting tenure, and that part just gave me heart palpitations. And the whole time I'm like, wow, Colin Firth's makeup is just amazing, and he's really nailing this American accent. When's the gay stuff starting, and when's Julianne Moore showing up? And it never happened. And, I mean, it was a good movie. It's just, I mean, this guy's life was just, you know, I guess it was, like, fine, and then all of a sudden just everything fell apart. And the end was kind of ambiguous that, you know, I mean, not really ambiguous. You can kind of tell bad things more are coming, but still, like, Julianne Moore never showed up, and they never really talked about the gay stuff. It just, but still, Colin's first makeup, amazing. And then, like, the movie ends, and Susan's like, oh, that was a simple man, not a serious man. I was like, oh, that makes a whole bunch more sense now, because the whole time I was waiting for, you know, the gay stuff to start, and Colin Firth to me, but I swore it was Colin Firth. I was like, oh, yeah, you can kind of see in his eyes, and, like, the chin. Yeah, that's Colin Firth. That's a great makeup job. Great accent. But no. So, it was an okay movie. It was Coen Brothers, so you never knew to laugh, or it was serious, and people in the audience are sneaking in alcohol, so they're all giggly now, so there's a lot more laughter than I probably would have done if I were watching by myself. Okay, the next up is a Hurt Locker feel-good hit of 2009, and that starts at 2:45, and so I'll be back around 5:30. We're going to have some concession stand food now for a late lunch, early dinner. Okay, bye.